the time in between them, themselves and the Son of God, except John the Baptist. He was born in the same contemporary of Jesus Christ. He was the only one who can bear living witness what the true Jesus Christ in person. That's the only glory John the Baptist he can fulfill. That's why he was the greatest among the women.
천국에 있는 모든 선지자들은 이 땅에서 기뻐받는 예수가 메시아인 줄 알고 믿고 볼 수 있다는 거라고 다들 볼 수 있다는 거라고.
However, John the Baptist became the least in the kingdom of heaven. The very bottom, pulled down. Why? In fulfillment, why? In fulfillment of his mission, John the Baptist did least of all. At least all the prophets know who Jesus Christ was. Except John the Baptist. He failed, doubted, skeptical, finally denied Jesus Christ as a Messiah. But therefore, even least in the kingdom of heaven, still greater than John.
그것이 사실인 게 아니라 그 안에 12절을 가보자고 12절 사실인 거 속정이 가보라고.
Now, when you read further down Matthew chapter 11, 12, Jesus Christ further explained.
12절을 보게 되면 세례 요한이 올 때부터 예수까지 지금까지 천국은 힘쓰므로 나네 힘쓰는 자가 빼앗는다고 예수하고 세례 요한 사이에 경찰전이 벌어진다.
From the days of John the Baptist until now, kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the men of violence take it by force. Do you know what does it mean? Because of failure of the mission of the John the Baptist, since John failed the mission, kingdom of heaven is open for competition. The men of violent faith, men of merit, take it by force. This again shows John the Baptist did not become men of faith. What would have happened if John the Baptist had become men of great faith? It was not the intention of God to have fisherman Simon Peter as the chief disciple of Jesus Christ. It was the will of God to have John the Baptist as the chief disciple of the Son of God. John the Baptist was given the position like a prime minister of heaven. Then what would have happened? 12 apostles, 70 disciples, 120. All that Jesus chose must have come from the follower of John the Baptist. Then John the Baptist become the bridge between Son of God and the chosen nation of Israel. Then who would this crucify Jesus Christ if that
happened?
God sent John as a harbinger and a prophet to bridge the gap between the Messiah and a chosen people. And he failed the mission. If we fulfill that mission, Jesus would have been accepted as a Messiah and a King of Kings. Now, let us see what the qualification John the Baptist had. Another testimony of Jesus concerning John. Jesus said, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he, John, is the Elijah who is to come. John the Baptist came as a consummation of the Old Testament, or the truth of the Old Testament.
내 성경 열매 다는 세례요한이 예수와 하나님은 신앙 성경 출발을 한 거야.
So John the Baptist must have brought that the consummation of Old Testament as the base upon which Prince of New Age Jesus Christ can stand.
예수가 신앙이면은 우리 소리니 대단히 무시한 사람들을 죄다 넘어가지 아니었던 거 아니에요, 그렇다고?
No, God wanted to have only the best capable leaders to become the first disciple and apostle of Jesus Christ. Not only those outcasts of those societies.
할 수 없습니다. 할 수 없어.
Only because John the Baptist failed his mission, he followed all four apart. That's the reason Jesus has to gather those fishermen, harlots, tax collectors.
그 세례한 사실 그런 날인가 우리 한번 또 알아보자.
Now, let us examine one final proof how he failed the mission.
요한복음 3장 30절에 가보게 되면 제자들이 그 세례한 예수에 대해서 말하게 될 때에 예수의 가는 것을 대처 증거하게 말하기를 그는 홍해 안에 떠나는 세례였다. 이렇게 답변한 것에 거론할 기독교는 세례한이 경솔하고 온유하기 때문에 위대한 선지자를 모셔왔지만은 그 반대의 내용이 잘못으로 자리를 잃었다.
You know, when you read John chapter 3, 26, people said to John the Baptist this way, Rabbi, he, Jesus, who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, here he is baptizing, and all people are going to him. John, what happened? All the people desert you and follow the man of Nazareth, Jesus. What happened? Then he answered. And he said, he must increase, I must decrease.
이 말이 뭐야? 메시아고 행동을 갖춰야 되면은 메시아가 흥하면 세례요한이 흥하는 건데 메시아가 망하야 세례요한이 망할 텐데 왜 두 갈래 길이 해결할 수 있느냐? 이래선 세례요한이 예수와 행동을 같이하지 않은 박수한 질문을 여러분 하리라.
This is a ridiculous question. If John took Jesus seriously, then he must have united with Jesus one. Then they must live one destiny together, rise and fall together. Then there should be no such situation. Jesus increased, he decreed. They must increase together. If necessary, they must suffer together. However painful, truth must be told. Christian churches, Christian world did not know John the Baptist was a man of failure. He was the cause of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. We admired him as a great, great prophet, but we must tell the truth now. Bear the witness, however painful.
그렇기 때문에 둘째 이유는 세례 요한만 믿지 못했기 때문에 십자가에 돌아갔다.
So, second reason why Jesus was crucified, because the failure of the man God sent as a prophet, John the Baptist.
그럼 셋째 이유가 뭐냐 따라보자.
There's one third and a final reason why Jesus was persecuted and crucified.
그때 유대교인들은 메시아가 올 때는 사람이라 올 줄 믿지 않았다고 구름 타고 올 줄 믿었다.
You know, not only today, but in those days, the time of Jesus Christ, people wanted to have Messiah appear from the clouds of heaven, from the blue sky.
왜?
Why?
다니엘 7장 13절에 예언된 말씀이 인자와 같은 이가 구름 타고 강림하리니 정의롭게 예언되어 있기 때문에 유대교는 이렇게 믿지 않았었어요.
Why? Because of the prophecy again. They take the prophecy literally. Prophecy of Daniel. Daniel said in the book of Daniel chapter 7 verse 13, I saw in the night vision, behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man. He said, son of man came through the cloud of heaven in his vision.
여러분 여기서 아이를 말고 야곱을 부르는 거 틀렸어. 그래서 제일 때에 한 말이라고 이렇게 믿고 있지만 그렇지 않은 것을 여러분이 알게 되었다고.
Some might say, Reverend Moon, that particular prophecy was intended for the time of second coming. My answer to that, no. That prophecy was intended for the time of Jesus Christ.
예수님 말씀에 의하면 모든 선지와 예언은 세례 요한 따지라기 때문에 세례한테 다 끝나는 거라고. 그렇기 때문에 예수님 예수 때문에 이러고.
Jesus said, all the prophets and law consummated by John the Baptist. Everything that prophecy given prior to John the Baptist was intended to fulfill time of first coming of the Messiah.
그럼 다른 줄 알고 있는 이 레전들 앞에 사람으로 반대 사람 무섭다.
But you and I know Jesus Christ did not come through the clouds of heaven from the blue sky. He came just like you and I as a Son of Man in the flesh.
그래 그런 줄 아는 거는 나중에 낙을 통해 알아보자.
So what happened as a consequence? We will read now New Testament. What it says.
요한이서 7절을 보게 된다면 예수 그리스도께서 육신으로 임하는 것을 부정하는 자는 적그리스도라고 주장한 것을 보면 틀림없는 것입니다.
When you read 2 John verse 7 Apostle John said not the John the Baptist Apostle John said Many deceivers have gone out into the world. Men who will not acknowledge the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh, such a one is a deceiver and the Antichrist.
그러기 때문에 그와 같이 구약 성경을 잘못 해석함으로 말미암아 오시는 메시아를 잡아주겠다는 불교성한 사실을 이제라고 알아가지고 기대하였고 이와 같이 죽어서는 안 되겠지 그런 메시아가 그렇게 위해서 왔다는 기독교를 얘기하는 거 아니에요.
This shows very clearly in the time of Jesus Christ people of that time rejected denied Jesus Christ simply because He was a man, another man, just like you and I. That's the reason they say, no, you cannot be a son of God. No, he must come from the blue sky. This is the reason they reject it. And for them, John has a word. You are the Antichrist.
Thank you. 원탁을 할 줄 알고 있었는데 바로 맹수로 나타난 그 예수를 믿을 수 없었던 아들을 우리는 아니다.
This is why when the people expected Son of God return come from the blue sky and the clouds of heaven when he came as a humble man here on earth people did all kind of ridicule to him persecuted him thrown stone at him blasphemer and finally crucified him.
여기서 여러분 앞에 사실 하나 알고 넘어가야 할 것이 무엇이냐 하면 성경은 양론에 의한 것을 말해야 되겠다고.
I would like to know at this time, Bible also has a dual prophecy. Dual prophecy.
왜 그러냐? 타락한 자이기 때문에 이 타락한 자는 이랬다, 저랬다이기 때문에 하나님이고 하나 됐던 사람이 돌아서 사탄하고 한짝 돼가지고 하나님을 망치고 사탄하고 한짝 됐던 사람이 사탄을 돌아서 하나님을 돼서 사탄을 망치고 그렇기 때문에 사람은 하나님도 무서워하고 사탄도 무서워하더라고요.
In order to fulfill the will of God, even God needs your cooperation, man's cooperation. When the man rejects that will of God postponed, then after the Adam fall, we men become disbelieved and distrusted person. Do you know that man cannot be trusted? So God must give a dual prophecy by indicating one prophecy when people responded to the will of God. The other prophecy, which when man rejected the will of God. That's why dual prophecy in the Bible.
그렇기 때문에 구약 성경 보게 되면 이사야 9장 12장 60장 보면 용병을 치워서 당장에 죽을 것을 말했지만 53장에 나가서 죽을 것을 예언했다.
This is why concerning the mission of Jesus Christ, there was a clear dual prophecy in Isaiah. When you read Isaiah chapter 9, chapter 12, chapter 60, they are the glorious prophecy of the fulfillment of the will of God, bringing down the kingdom of God on earth. However, on the other hand, when you read Isaiah chapter 53, this is the prophecy when people rejected him, then Lord will suffer, become the victim of disbelief. I want you to understand tonight clearly, chosen people of Israel, if they have accepted the Messiah, Jesus Christ, then the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 9, chapter 12, chapter 60 would have been fulfilled, kingdom would have been here. But when they denied, rejected him, the result was fulfillment of the Isaiah chapter 53, suffering Christ. Now therefore, fulfillment of the original will of God in the time of Jesus Christ was postponed. And therefore, the Lord is returning for the fulfillment of that chapter. Now tonight, we must know clearly how then the Lord will return among us. And by the same token, as there was a dual prophecy in the book of Isaiah, the book of New Testament, you will find also the dual prophecy concerning coming of the Lord second time. When you read Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "Behold, he is coming with the clouds of heaven, with the power and a great glory." However, when you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2, same Bible said, the Lord is coming like a thief at night. Robber, thief at night. But the Lord cannot come as a thief. Same time, he can come as the Lord of glory in the clouds of heaven. Then today, we just arbitrarily, in random, pick one prophecy and throw the other into wastebasket? No, we couldn't do that. Therefore, today's Christian must be wise. I want you to allow the possibility of coming of the Lord second time. One as a cloud of heaven, the other as a thief at night. We must allow both possibilities. Could happen.
그런 관점에서 볼 때에 여러분들이 그러면 이제 예수님 자신이 그럼 이제 여기서 확실히 예수님 자신을 중심 잡고 그럼 여러분이 십자가 돌아가기 와서 왔느냐 이거 한 대목 더 하는 거.
Yes. Now before I go into ultimate crucial conclusion tonight, how the Lord will return among us, I want to bring one more message concerning Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ prayed at the Garden of Gethsemane in anguish and heartbroken. And he said, "My Father, if it is all possible to you, please pass this cup away from me. Pass this suffering away from me." He said not only one, but prayed three times. Now, I want you to really think. If Jesus came solely to die on the cross for the salvation of the mankind, then that Messiah is trying to avoid his crucifixion on the cross. Then indeed he was not qualified as the Messiah.
예수가 죽으려 왔다는 사실이 본래 하나님의 예정 가운데 이루어진 것이냐 절된지 가냐 하는 것을 알아야 한다.
I want to know the crucifixion was made by man. This is the man. We will know the truth.
절된지 사건이다. 절된지 사건이다.
That was the alteration of the mission.
우리 신앙은 예수님 말씀을 통해 따라갑니다.
Let us read now the word of Jesus in the New Testament.
누가복음 9장 30절에 나가보면 모세와 엘리야가 영광 중에 나타나 예수께서 장차 예루살렘에서 십자가에 올라간 것을 말합니다. 이때 예수께서 뜬 거야.
And I want you to know that Mount of Transfiguration, there the God instructed through his messenger Moses and Elijah to inform Jesus the altered mission. From the primary mission that was to bring the kingdom of God on earth. Now he is asking to die that particular moment, not from the very beginning.
오늘 기독교인들은 마태복음 16장 마태복음 16장 23절에 이런 말씀이 베드로가 예수님께서 예루살렘에 올라가서 돌아가서 말하게 될 때에 선생님이여 그리 마시옵소서 할 때에 예수님이 사탄아 물러가라 했기 때문에 그 말을 집어가다가 누구라고 죽으려 왔네시한데 죽지 말라고 하니 이렇게 죽은 것이 아니라 이래가지고 죽으려 왔다고 이렇게 주장한다.
You know, when Jesus Christ was telling his own disciples first time that I'm going to go to Jerusalem and I must suffer many things and finally I would be crucified on the cross. This very, very articulate Simon Peter, he said, Lord, that shall never happen to you. God forbid. Then Jesus lashed him out by saying, Satan, get thee behind. You are the hindrance to the will of God. You are thinking in the side of man, not the side of God, Jesus said.
변호산상에서 모세와 엘리야를 통해 가지고 십자가를 돌아가게 하기 결정한 이후의 사건인 것을 여러분이 알아야 됩니다.
I want you to know why Jesus called Peter Satan. Because this is after the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus was given the alteration of the mission. Now Jesus pursuing secondary mission, which was the crucifixion by which only the spiritual salvation can be obtained. However, Peter did not know anything about this change, and Jesus said, You are not knowing the will of God, you are doing the will of Satan.
여러분, 예수님 죽으려 왔다면 가여자가 돌리셔야지. 그는 낫지 않으면 돌리셔야지. 이런 말 다 넣었을 때 말이지.
Now, if Jesus Christ indeed today came, for solely to die on the cross, then he would have proclaimed his ministry from the very beginning. But he didn't do so. He only proclaimed that fact until the very later time of his ministry, only after he witnessed the failure of John the Baptist and the failure of his own people.
또 여러분이 십자가에 들어가야 될 때 엘리 엘리 라마 사박타니 오 하나님이여 하나님이여 어찌 나를 버리시나이까 이게 무슨 말이야?
If Jesus did come solely to die on the cross, he would not say on the cross, Eli Eli lama sabachthani, oh my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus rather say, God, it is my honor to accomplish your mission. Be victorious, be glorified my mission.
저의 와장은 이룬 줄 알아. 할 수 없다고 했죠.
Jesus never even concerned of his own life over death. He concerned of his mission. He could have died for us 4,000 times if that was the only way to save the mankind.
Thank you. 만일에 수고를 받자면 하나님이 4천 년 동안 이스라엘 민족 그렇게 고생하면서 왜 맨으로 이 강도 새끼들한테 내버려주면 내버려 잘 잡아주세요.
If Jesus Christ's soul, he came to die for our sins. The by his death alone can save the world. You know, God did not need chosen people first place. God did not need 4,000 years preparation first place. Why? Because God must have sent him, could have sent him among the disbelievers, barbarian, savage people. Then they would have killed Jesus very fast and salvation can become reality.
Maria! Thank you. 만일 이스라엘 민족이 믿었으면 어떻게 되나요? 우리 아버지 어떻게 되나요?
Then this time, let us discuss. Then what would have happened if chosen people of Israel accepted the Jesus Christ wholeheartedly?
그러면 이스라엘 민족이 왕이 되는 거야, 왕, 왕이 되는 거야, 왕, 왕.
Indeed, Jesus Christ would have become King of Israel. And God said it, God meant it.
그래서 이스라엘 민족을 눈물 담고 내 소화 하나님의 삶을
And if he would have become the king of Israel, he would have conquered Rome in his own lifetime.
죽은 예수가 400년 동안에 지네스를 흡수했으면 40년 이내에 흡수하도 만든다.
You know, even after the death of Jesus Christ, his bare-handed army, Jesus' disciples, marched toward Rome. And that formidable Roman Empire collapsed within 400 years. However, if Jesus had become the King of Israel, united all the tribes of Jacob, and marched toward Rome, then this goal had been accomplished within his own lifetime.
그래서는 하나님이 직접 지내는데 로마를 지배하셨다. 그러면 로마를 하나님이 직접 운데 로마가 지배하셨으면 예수가 되었으면 하나님이 구원할 수 있으면 그 세계를 하나님으로 구원하는 것은 문제하려고.
Then God could have installed his capital of the kingdom of heaven in Rome in the lifetime of Jesus Christ. And the kingdom of God then would have been the reality ever since.
기독교는 없다고 이 기독교가 유시 이스라엘 나라 연장이야 연장이야 연장
Now, if Jesus Christ brought the kingdom of God here on earth 2,000 years ago we would not have Christianity today Why do we need a vehicle when we arrived already at the destination What we have? The kingdom of God What we have now here that was the reality
하나님 하나님의 백성이 됐을 것이다
And there is no division of the world. There should be already one nation under God, one people, one tradition, under the kingship of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, ever since he came. If Jesus Christ accomplished that mission 2,000 years ago, there was no history of martyrdom, bloodshed of Christianity. There should be no such history. The chosen nation of Israel would have never lost their homeland. Instead, the Israel would have become truly the center of the kingdom of heaven ever since. Then, today, most important of all, we don't have to even worry about second coming of Christ because there was no need for it. In order to accomplish that mission of Jesus, God needs his people to be united with his son Jesus. When Jesus saw his people rebellious, 100% absolute way. Jesus prayed in anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane, "My God, even at this late hour, is there any way I can remain here on earth, fulfill the ultimate mission, not the secondary mission?" That was the meaning of the prayer of the Gethsemane.
Yes, Lord. 자기가 십자가에 가는 날에는 4천년 동안 준비했던 예수의 나라가 망하고 그대가 망하고 세례 요한과 자기 사람들이 하나의 백사들인 것을 잘 아시는 예수는 반짝이기도 하지 않을 수 없다는 사실을 알게 됩니다.
Jesus was not concerned his own death on the cross. But Jesus concerned consequences of that crucifixion. He knew because of that the 4,000-year-old tradition will become knowledge and void, and his people and his nation shall become desolate and suffer. He knew.
예수는 육과 영을 중심 잡아가져가지고 영적 세계는 물론이지만 실체 세계에 하나님이 왕권을 회복하기 위한 것에 불구하고 이스라엘 나라의 발판이 역사되고 내게 발판이 역사되기니 혼자 할 수 없으니 십자가에 죽어서라도 제2차의 소망의 길을 개척하지 않을 수 없기 때문에 하나님은 나라가 반대하고 교회가 반대하니 십자가의 길을 막혀없기 때문에 십자가로 내놓지 않을 수 없다는 이런 말이죠.
He also knew his crucifixion shall bring only the spiritual salvation. But the kingship of God here on earth shall be postponed until he comes second time. But Jesus really wanted to have that mission accomplished in his own time. He pleaded to God, "Is there any way, is there any way I can remain, finish the job that you asked me to do, sir?"
4천년 동안 보냈던 메시아가 십자가에 돌아가는 것은 하나님 먼저 대리가를 지킨 것이 아니라고 사탄이 먼저 걸려가지고 십자가 돌아왔어요.
Now, it was not the crucifixion itself, it was not the victory of God. Jesus knew, because it resulted by disbeliever, rebellion of his own people. Jesus knew that was really grieved the heart of God.
십자가는 다 잃어버린 잔디였습니다. 나라를 잃어버리고 교회를 잃어버리고 세례 요한을 잃어버리고 열수 사도 남아 선부 대단한 자요 나중에 오른편 강도 갈도 주어받는 자를 위해 여러분 아니라고 하나도 예수처럼 된 사람은 몸으로서의 하나님 편을 든 사람은 하나도 없기 다 잃어버린 자는 거예요.
In crucifixion, everything was lost. The kingdom was lost. Tradition was lost. All the disciples were even lost. Even chief disciple Peter denied him at the moment of crucifixion. No one truly on the side of the Son of God. He was all by himself. Everything was lost.
십자가의 날에는 기독교가 없는 것을 알아야 하죠. 기독교가 없다고.
Now, if the crucifixion was not the reality, then there should be no such Christianity of today.
기독교는 바로 51일 오순절 이후에 출발한 거라고 알아야 된다고.
I want you to know, today's Christian has begun upon the victory of resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
세상은 하나님의 승리가 아니라 사탄의 승리를 말하는 것이요 부활은 사탄의 승리가 아니라 영적인 하나님의 승리를 말하는 것이 여러분 아니다.
The cross was infiltration of the power of Satan into the Son of God. Satan claimed the body of Christ, but God raised his Son up into victory. That was the resurrection. That was the victory of God.
그래서 내 기독교는 부활의 영광을 말하는 것이다. 부활의 영광.
The Christianity today is not the religion of crucifixion. It's the religion of resurrection.
여러분, 그러면 집에서의 번식한 사람을 예불한 우리 기집애 받기 위한 파편적인 이단이야.
I know I deserve the word heretic from the conventional church because I'm really bringing the conventional Christian understanding upside down. I know I'm doing it.
여러분은 어떻게 이런 짓을 했느냐 그 종료를 말하겠다고.
But then you ask me, Reverend Moon, what makes you so sure? How are you so sure about that?
예수를 만나고 세례를 만나고 그 실정을 다 영계 들어가면 누구보다 잘 알기 때문에 내 뻔히고 이걸 썼을 때 누가 세계적으로 반대받고 싶은 사람이지?
Yes. I don't want to be offended. I don't want to be persecuted. I want to be welcomed by the people. But I must tell the truth because Jesus Christ appeared to me, told me the truth, and I was in a spiritual heaven witnessing the truth. Even John the Baptist told me what was wrong with him. I knew the truth. It was proclaimed the kingdom of heaven in heaven already. It's a matter of time to reveal here on earth. I was struck by the Spirit of God. Then I opened my eyes in the truth of God. Then I came back to reality of this world and I read the Bible. The same old Bible we had for 2,000 years has entirely new meaning. The whole meaning of the inner meaning of the Bible come alive.
그래서 기독교는 영적 구원을 표방하고 영적 나라 왕국을 중심 삼고 나왔다는 사실을 여러분 날이 열만 잡아서 볼 때 제일 자유대교 같은 이스라엘 민족보다도 못하되는 것을 알아야 된다고 못하되는 1차 이스라엘 나라가 있었다고 나라가 지금 지도자 나라 있어
Christianity for 2,000 years we've been having only spiritual kingdom that's why we have so much trouble here on earth so much sin So much crime, so much ungodliness here on earth, because they still claim this world. God can only claim your spirit. This has been the situation. Christianity only has spiritual kingdom. We do not have a physical kingdom here on earth. Israel, at least, 2,000 years ago, their chosen people had spiritual, physical territory. But we do not today.
예수의 육은 사탄 세계의 땅을 말하는 것이요. 예수의 영은 영계를
When Jesus Christ, when his body was given up as a ransom, sacrifice of the faithless of the chosen people to the enemy, that same time, Jesus gave up the body of the mankind because our body belongs to the body of Christ, our spirit belongs to the spirit of Christ.
이 목숨을 사탄이 침범하게 다시 와가지고 사탄을 침범해. 사탄을 침범해.
That's why the Lord, the Messiah is coming back. To claim not only your spirit, but your body as well, to bring the whole being into the kingdom of God. I know some of you are in a way literally shocked by my declaration. I don't blame you because I was in shock when God first revealed that news to me. However, on the other hand, I want you to understand this world tried all man-made ideas. Doesn't work. What we need, new ideas, God's ideas. Let us try.
사랑하는 여러분들, 이제 신앙 성경에서 우리가 믿고 오던 주님이 구름 타고 올 것이냐, 육신이 올 것이냐는 문제를 두고 볼 때에 우리는 양면의 가능성을 이제 알았습니다.